This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
One size fits all seems like a good idea for clothes until you try them on. Same goes for healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. Learn more at uh1.com.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads, generally, for most people, are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition smart bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
The following is a presentation of the Four Center podcast feed.
From the center of the galaxy, this is the Force Center podcast feed. I'm Ken Napsack for another edition of Star Wars Rank. Mean a guest, ranking things in Star Wars doesn't get more fun than that, which is why we have Captain Fun, Joseph Scrimshaw, here today.
I am very, very honored with my promotion to Captain Fun.
Yeah, you were Sergeant Fun, and then, you know, a party in early 2020 promoted you.
Excellent. I'll do everything I can to not be demoted.
Nah, it's hard to get demoted once you reach that level of fun. It's always in everyone's memory. We are going to be having fun today doing this Star Wars Ranked. We've been doing some fun. Fun's my word of the day. We keep doing deeper episodes on the big show, the main show, diving in and we go through big themes on Star Wars Ranked. And sometimes it's just fun to look at them toys. So Joseph, today we're going to continue our series on ranking our favorite Star Wars figures. And today we are going to move on up into nearly the modern times, which it's hard to believe this is already like 7 years ago, but we are going to the Saga Legends series, two lines, 2013-2014 and then 2014-2015, but we're going to squish them into one. Joseph, let's talk about first the state of Star Wars figures around 2013.
Yeah, it's very weird looking at that. You know, we use that Jedi business site and they handily break everything down. And, you know, we've got Power of the Force and then Power of the Jedi and things get a little muddy. But man, starting like early 2010s to mid 2010s, it gets so muddy and stoppy starty where they'll be, well, there's this line. Actually, there's only seven figures and they stopped. And oh, it's this line, but it's only just exclusives and battle packs. And oh, and then they kind of get this restart really with Saga Legends and then the Black Series 3 3/4. And I'm fascinated because this is the moment that it seems like the shift happened that we're still living through, where there was an acknowledgement that, okay, I think, you know, fans who grew up with the original trilogy and honestly fans who grew up with the prequels want the detailed, you know, 8,000 points of articulation just in Admiral Akbar's neck and, you know, the most detailed, the most obscure, let's go crazy. And then with this line, it seems like there's also a concern of like, wait, we need to go back to basics in every way, shape, and form for the kids in theory.
Yeah, that line they talk about some of the articulation attempts in the previous line. We can't rank it. I think there's like six figures in that. They all move wonderfully, but not so much in this one. In fact, the first one on my list, when we get to it, is on my list because I think it's actually kind of beautiful and how bad it is for a modern figure. So I'll be talking about that. And this was also an era too, Joseph, where now you know, we're 2013. The new era has begun, but we haven't yet really seen anything, though we do get into some Rebels figures here in this line. And for folks like you and me, we're in the digital media world now. We're doing podcasts. We're talking Star Wars. And now there was this renewed interest in these figures and their tie-ins and recapturing not just the nostalgia, but just allowing us to get to celebrate Star Wars figures again on a big, big scale. So that's part of the fun looking at these lines, too, just kind of even going back to recent nostalgia of this new wave of figures and toys that were coming.
Yeah, no, absolutely. Absolutely. This line is fascinating because it bridges just on, like, for me personally, it bridges me deciding to move to Los Angeles, moving to Los Angeles and meeting you and starting to do Jedi Alliance and leading to Force Center. That's all like tied up in this specific set of two, you know, the Saga Legends line.
That's awesome. So now when we see a Saga Legends figure on card at a convention, we just hear music in the background.
That's right. Sentimental music.
First memory, sharing a drink at the bar at the WonderCon LA Comic Con. No, LA Comic Con venue. And just going back to, especially Rebels, and I've been doing the Rebels rewatch really for the first time, even though I've seen episodes multiple times or focused on a couple episodes on rewatch, but to go back and take in the series episode by episode in order again, it takes me back to that weird time, 2013, 2014 with Rebels, of just like, we didn't know what was coming. Our expectations were obviously high. Some people, those expectations weren't met for them. And others like us, we threw those expectations out the window and started to look at Star Wars a little differently and still having some expectations. But I think our expectations for figures has remained pretty high, Joseph. And that's part of something that factors into these lists too as well.
Yeah, yeah. In fact, I wanted to ask you about that because I think we've talked about it before, but since it's such a thing with these figures. So they had the Black Series 3 3/4, and that's where you went for the multiple articulation. And these were back to the 5 points of articulation, much simpler molds. And sometimes, you know, according to the enthusiasts on Jedi Business, you know, not as good of paint jobs and that. They really went back to basics. Do you have the strong dislike for 5 points of articulation that other collectors do?
I don't think I do. I think that could definitely be some nostalgia going on there. I am looking, as you're talking, I'm looking across to some of the figures I have on display on a bulletin board, on a cork board, all in box, mint condition kids. But I'm looking at them and I can't, from here, it's like, it doesn't matter. The Raddus, which I have, which is probably 5 points versus the Leia vintage collection, a couple spots over, which probably has more articulation. I think I do love them equally. And that just might be because I was raised with the 5 points.
Yeah, I was curious what your reaction was, because I think for me, it's partially I was raised with the 5-point, and I think the way that I collect them, you know, I don't take them out of the package that often, and I don't put them in these super creative dynamic poses that I see other people doing in their, you know, their cool desk area, and they have like a lineup of clone troopers in the most dynamic positions possible, which is cool. For me, it's the nostalgia, and it's I often leave them in the package or just standing there like little statues. And I think because to me, they're little, you know, idols almost, you know, they're just little holders of meaning. The 5 points doesn't bother me as much.
Yeah.
But I understand where people are coming from as collectors when it does bother
me. I mean, yeah, look at it. You know, we're living in a sideshow Hot Toys world and Black Series world, which I, yeah, as much as I love them, I'm like you. I don't take a lot of them out, more for storage issues than anything. But yeah, that's part of the fun of this Saga Legends series. I think there's some charm in the fact that, like, hey, let's go back to some basics while we also have the other stuff going on as well. And to a note for those listening, the Black Series 3¾ line, I'm sure we'll tackle it at some point. It kind of came out around the same time, but we decided to go this direction. I just think Black Series is its own kind of thing, and we'll figure out how best to conquer that when the time comes.
Yeah.
So on that, we are going to begin our list 5-1 Saga Legend series, combining the 2013-14 and 2014-15 lines into one big mishmash. Joseph, we're going to begin the list with your number 5.
My number 5 is really the beginning of a journey. it is one that I definitely saw in the stores, and I'm realizing that's part of why this set is different. This is the set that was out by the time I had a smartphone, and I'm remembering that I thought, I don't have room, I don't have money, but I like looking at them. So now that I have a smartphone, I can just take pictures of them. So I never owned this set, but I took a picture of it. It is this mission series they have of Obi-Wan Kenobi and Darth Maul. And this is, it's a nice 2-pack. It is a pretty good, pretty straightforward Obi-Wan Kenobi, I would say, with a more unkempt hair. And he's got the Clone Wars era, just the wrist armor. I think at that point, it's mostly just for communication.
Yeah.
But it's got a really different Darth Maul, because it is Darth Maul around the era of him starting to take over Mandalore. So his legs are a little bit calmer. He's still got the big kind of metal brace around his waist, but the sort of black and sort of gray outfit, and then a little bit more mature face that really looks like he just spilled his morning coffee. He looks like a part of the power of the dark side is just being grumpy. So cool figures, but also, Ken, I'm 99% sure seeing this pack at Target is how I learned that Darth Maul came back.
Oh, there you go.
Yeah.
That's like getting a breakup message via like a Friendster message. Wow.
Yeah, it was a pretty big shock, because I've told you my Clone Wars stories many times, but it's also a time where things were changing, because this was also the time in my career where I always did genre pop culture Star Wars jokes, but at conventions, quietly away from the rest of my career. And this is where a time in life where my career was taking off because of pop culture and Star Wars and genre. So I was really getting reinterested in Star Wars, because I felt like this can be not just a part of my life and my fandom, but my career. So I was getting interested in, I should really go back and check out that Clone Wars. I'm hearing rumbles that it's good. And like, what? Darth Maul came back, and I was hooked.
Yeah, there you go. Toys, marketing. It's all a symbiotic circle.
Yeah.
This is a great pack, and I am looking on the Jedi Business website. They have, looking at the Obi-Wan, and they have a shot that's just like a headshot, like mid-chest up. And it looks unkempt hair, as you say, it's just a rough mess of wonderful Kenobi locks, but the beard is thick. It's professorial. He looks like he's about to teach some kind of poetry class to troubled youths at a private school. And it is, It's intense. He looks like he's on a wall at a museum. Like, oh, this is Professor Kenobi. He wrote many poems.
Oh yeah, I definitely want to hear James Arnold Taylor say "Carpe Diem" now.
He is standing on a desk telling the kids to seize all of the days. And what I like about the mall too, it's actually a really good detailed face. I do like the face. And yeah, there's some age to it, like you said. Because let's not forget, he's an old guy too, man. Those old guys fighting in the desert there. But I like his pants. If you glance it by, it looks like he's got cargo shorts on.
If you do look really quick, yeah, it does look like he's like, well, I'm going to walk into the water later, so I better hike these up. Oh, but yeah, you do see his really his clear mechanical legs that, yeah, then he's tucked some cargo pants into his mechanical legs.
He's ready for a company picnic, and I like it.
Yeah, yeah. This is so I had to start with that one because it really kind of encapsulates my journey. You know, these are two of my very favorite characters, and their relationship is I think one of the best strange, twisted relationships in all of Star Wars. And I might need to hunt this one down.
It's a good set. A good set there. A great way to start the list. And from there, we're going to my number five. And this is from the 2015 side of the collection. And this is what I was hinting at. It is not the best, but I love it in its own way. Princess Leia Organa. This is Endor. This is the new version, a modern version, if you will, of Combat Poncho Leia.
Nice. That's
one of my all-time favorite figures. Is back in the Jedi Alliance days. We do those figure fights. I think that was the figure that eventually won the tournament we held. This one, there's just been historically a real problem trying to capture the face of Carrie Fisher in figure form. And lately, and with advancements in technology, they have finally got to a level where that I can go, yep, that's Princess Leia. This one, not as bad as the infamous messes in the mid-90s or as blank as the ones back in the classic era. This one, though, looks, she's really upset, as if she's just pulled up in a minivan to pick up her kids in the rebellion and take them home. Her face is like squished into that Pathfinder helmet there. The poncho, because of the simple nature of the mold and the figures, it's not one of like nowadays you'd actually get a hand woven a poncho created by an artiste in a room there. This is a, you know, here's your poncho. It's one piece. It moves with her legs, but it's pretty. I like the colors. It's the green stands out, the weapon holster really pops, the blue of her pants, always one of the little underrated parts of that outfit I like. She's got those stripes and the powder blue pants and the boots up to the knee, ready for stomping through the forest. So it's still, I just like this design as a character in the movie and figures everywhere. It's just one of the reasons I've just always drawn to this figure. So I enjoy that it's here. I also enjoy that it's also on some level a swing and a miss.
Yeah, I am totally split. On one hand, this is a great figure. On the other hand, a terrible figure. Because you are right. She does look like a soccer mom on Endor, mad that the kids spilled their Capri Sun in the back of the space van. I totally get that vibe. But there's some. I think this is why I sometimes like these, and I think it is probably our nostalgia from the Kenner toys. It's not like a super detailed film realistic. It's more like the impression of the idea. It's more like the snapshot of the character you hold in your mind. It's almost more like, you know, stylized and kind of like the impression of the character.
Yeah.
And you do get that with that cool blaster and the holster and all the great descriptions of that. It evokes that costume really, really well.
It does. And I'm even drawn to her watch, her communicator. But as a kid, I was like, Leia has a watch.
Oh, yeah.
Digital watches. And I had a watch that had a game on it. Oh, my God. And a calculator watch. And Leia had one, too, in my mind. So it pops on this figure, too.
That's great that she's playing Pac-Man on her watch.
Oh, man, I remember those days. Before you had a phone, you had a little Casio watch with a game. I had to get a guy on a boat from an island to a ship. It was quite a fun time. Oh, childhood. That is my number five, which means we're up to your number four.
My number four is also from this second round. And, you know, honestly, almost all of mine are from group packs. There's a couple individual carded people that I really liked, but a couple of the figures that I was more interested in are in the Mission series. And the Mission series just immediately become interesting to me because as soon as you combine characters, there's these, you know, added dynamics. So my number four is Sabine and Stormtrooper. This Sabine action figure, obviously I really like Sabine. She's a great character. I have a later action figure of her, but this is such a interesting stylized, and that's what's so interesting about this line is a lot of the, characters from the Clone Wars animated series from original original and prequel trilogies are a little bit more realistic, but the Rebels are a little more stylized. So, yeah. This is a cool, stylized, very simple, straightforward Sabine, and I really like that it comes with this stylized from Rebels Stormtrooper. Again, really super basic, almost looks like a retro figure in its simplicity and the rigidity of the Stormtrooper arms. It looks like Krennic just yelled at this Stormtrooper to stand up straight. And I love seeing the different Stormtrooper designs on screen. Brought to life in action figures. And for Rebels, I like how high and pouty the Stormtrooper mouth is.
Yes.
So it really just looks like so, so grumpy. It looks like an emoji of a sad Stormtrooper.
If it could just, someone's got to make that. Just the face.
Yeah. So it looks like this, you buy this action pack and it's Sabine, of course, kicking a Stormtrooper's ass because they do constantly in Rebels. And the Stormtrooper's just like, not my day.
You stand up straight on my achievements. This is a great pack. I had the Sabine. I was eyeing the Sabine figure for myself here, but it didn't make the list. This is Rebels figures, right? So the show's out and we're getting into it and we're excited and to actually start getting these figures in your hands, which I don't have any of these in my hands, but I've held them in my hands at stores. But this one, I'm glad you brought up the stylized nature of these animated figures. It really works. Sabine's got she's leaning one way, kind of like she's ready to shoot with those blasters. The detail, I know the mask doesn't come off for this one, right? That was a little bit later.
Yeah, there's a one that's on the basically the Rogue One packaging style. That's the one I have.
Okay. Yeah, and I know some people remember there was a little bit of give us one with the mask off, which eventually we got, but this one works for me. Yeah, and as a Stormtrooper, like you said, I think that's one of the underrated aspects of Rebels is just taking those classic characters, a lot of McQuarrie inspired stuff, as we know, but just, you know, I was in my rewatch, just looking at all these Stormtroopers. It's just fun to kind of see this version of them. And they're just kind of hapless, pouty, not having a good day at work. They shouldn't. So it works here. I do want that.
Things are not going that Stormtrooper's way.
Oh man, that's great. It's not the Mission pack. What did you call it?
Mission series. And the card is this fun. And honestly, that makes this pack even cooler because the card is a Stormtrooper helmet that's been tagged in Sabine style with, it looks like a painted, airbrushed version of the, Rebellion Starbird.
That's right. Sabine in her art. Sabine and Earth. That's a good pack. A lot of Rebel stuff in this line. Obviously, it was kind of the main drawing power of the line, and I'm sure it won't be the last time. So that's a great number four, sir. You're going battle pack crazy.
I am.
My number four, I guess I'm going Battle of Endor crazy. I'm not leaving it. And I am going to a figure that I think is actually, it benefits from the simplicity of the line, and that is Wicket. W. Warwick. Come on, we have a soft spot for Wicket in this house, and this figure, again, it doesn't need super articulation. It doesn't need the detail. This figure captures what we saw on screen really well. Talk about face sculpts and everything. It does look like Wicket has a bit of a big frosty beard, but that aside, it's accurate, and it's got just a pleasant face. If you bring the close-up picture up, or just hold the figure really close to your eyes. It just looks like it's wicked. Like, hey, let's go have some snacks and topple an empire. What do you think? Good. Okay. Let's eat your mama. Let's do it. And the staff, he's got a staff. It's really good. And he's got, you know, he has it's supposed to be like a pointy kind of spear end, right? But if you just look at this staff in the figure form, it looks like he's got an ice cream cone on top.
Yeah, some weird gray Endor ice cream.
Yeah. So I just imagine Wicket walking around in the forest offering ice cream to those who need it during a battle. I just like it. This is a charming figure, and this is the one that, again, benefits from the simplicity of the line. So that's my number four.
That is great. I saw that one and I considered it and I thought, I think Ken's got this one. You know, I like his proportions of, like, he's got he's screen accurate. You know, he's got the kind of a little belly and he looks like he's just ready to go for a waddle.
He doesn't like going for waddles.
Offer some people some soft serve and get ready to hear the term mission series 1,000 times in this episode. I like that he's not single carded. He's a mission series, comes with, you know, one of your other beloved characters, the Biker Scout. And that's so great to be like, to compare like Sabine versus a stormtrooper, you know, Obi-Wan against his, you know, decades long rival Maul. Wicket and a spear and the Biker Scout's going down.
That's true. I gotta include more battle packs in my list because yeah, you're right. I love the Biker Scout. And that is the Biker Scout needs an ice cream.
To the face.
That is like a dreams pack for me. Wow, I didn't think about that. Biker Scout and Wicket. I'll add that to my list. That's great. That's great. So for the Battle of Endor, we go to your number three.
Yes, and my number three, I'm in fact doing the exact opposite of what we just talked about. I picked one specific character out of a really large battle pack that is a part of the first Saga Legends series. And it is the Battle of Geonosis number one. And this is one of those sets that I believe I saw around when I was getting ready to leave Minneapolis and probably saw it right away when I went to Toys R Us the second day that I lived in Los Angeles. And this Battle of Geonosis is a bunch of really obscure characters who are in it. It is basically background Jedi and one clone. It's a Rowan Shiren. Sarissa Jeng. She's pretty distinctive because she's got the weird hair braid and says, ha! There's a clone named Commander Pons who is eventually killed by Ora Singh in the Clone Wars. But the reason I picked it out is this specific character, and it is Sefet Josel. And this is an action figure of what looks like a really straightforward Jedi. He is bald and has basic Jedi robes, cool, serious look. But, and this is why I'm in love with it, this is the Jedi who tossed the lightsaber to Obi-Wan Kenobi in the Geonosian arena.
Ah, that's a win. That's a great one. That's a great one. Sefet Josel.
Sefja Josel. Yeah, I think. Or who knows? Oh, yeah. Who knows?
Sefjet Josel. Wow, well, that's a Star Wars name. That is awesome. That is right up your alley. As an Obi-Wan Kenobi fan, you need to. Never mind that phone call. That's the Geonosians calling, saying they're upset of glorifying this battle. That's awesome, man. As an Obi-Wan Kenobi fan, you gotta have this guy.
Yeah, yeah, and I love that. This is it's under the same banner of the Saga Legends, where they're. I mean, most of the carded Saga Legends are just like, let's go from the obscure to the best of. Like, here's you know, Mace Windu and Boba Fett and Jango Fett and they're it's the badasses and the really well-known characters, the back to basics. And yet under that same banner, they have this detailed Battle of Geonosis set with characters that have more articulation. Sefjet Josel has more articulation than Mace Windu, and they're in the same line. It's just bizarre.
14 points of background Jedi articulation.
You need a lot of points of articulation to throw a lightsaber to Obi-Wan Kenobi.
Yeah. Yeah. This is great. And it speaks to, you know, our, why we love these figures back in the day. You and I've talked every figure discussion around those little background characters getting their moment in the sun. And this is quite a pack.
Yeah. Yeah. Could only be better if he was packaged with the Jedi who threw the lightsaber to Anakin, who I had to look up because of this, is a Nikonis Tasu.
There you go. That should be a new pack and a new figure line. The lightsaber tossers. What?
The tossing of the blades. I am going to start my petition now.
Start it out. I also love, because when I first brought up this line on Jedi Business to like, all right, is there something for us to list here? I went right to the other Jedi, Sarissa Jang, but I didn't, you know, you're looking at small, small thumbnails on the screen. And I thought, why is there a pregnant Padme with a lightsaber? I clicked on it. I was like, oh, I've made a huge mistake. No, that's not what that is at all. Great choice. Great choice. Because, yes, that is a super battle pack right there. We're going to go to my number three right now. And this is going back to, this is actually 2014, the second Saga series, Saga Legends series. And you mentioned earlier, stylized. A lot of the Rebels figures stylized to match the style of the show. Well, I'm going with a classic figure that I don't list much. I don't own much. And it just jumps out at me. It is C-3PO. Star Wars Rebels. Early on season one, he and R2-D2 have their big cameo to kind of pull people in. Hey, it's a new show, but familiar faces. Bail Organa's there too. It's actually a fun episode. Looking back, I didn't, you know, I just kind of forgot it was so early in the series. And I really like it. And I do love 3PO when it shows up. But I haven't, I just haven't collected droids. I've talked about that. As much as I love R2, I don't have a lot of R2 figures. This one, Joseph, it just has that classic McQuarrie face, which is a lot of Star Wars Rebels was paying homage to. And you could just see Anthony Daniels inside emoting, being flummoxed and perplexed. And that silver leg, which is, you know, one of those first kind of, I don't know, Star Wars trivia points you grow up with. And you go, did you notice that C-3PO has got a silver leg? So it just highlights it. I just love this figure. The way he's standing, it captures C-3PO better than most C-3PO figures I've seen over the years.
Yeah, I mean, 3PO is a character where you kind of can't go wrong with him having limited points of articulation, since he actually does. And this one is great. It is way stylized, and especially if you click on the closest face up, closest up to the face, this is nightmarish. This is almost like, it looks like an action figure of somebody in the 70s wearing a 3PO mask, and there may be a serial killer. It's creepy.
It looks like when you're like, check out these vintage Halloween costume pictures from 1897. There's a kid as a werewolf. It's a really real werewolf. Yes, eyes are really human-like for being droid. Yeah, it's... You're right. Wow.
Woo. Yeah. It's totally like, could you not find a Mike Myers mask? This'll do.
This'll do. It does look like a kid cut out the cereal box. It is on set. I got my C-3PO mask. Wow. That's a good pull, sir.
It's a good figure. Great, great selection.
I need to check on this figure. Add this to my life. That is my number three, which means we're up to your number two. I can do the counting, and the counting of the number is two, not three.
My number two is, it was almost my number one. It's got a story to it. It is sitting on my desk behind my computer as we record this. It is another two-pack, another mission series. It is Sidious versus Yoda. These are great figures. The Yoda's pretty straightforward. Comes with a nice green lightsaber. His little cloak is kind of open and ready for action.
Yes.
But the real selling point of this, and why I bought it when I was not in a period of buying other figures, is not only is this like a great Sidious Revenge of the Sith era robe with the brown and the black, but this is a face like no other Sidious face. He is frozen, smiling in the moment where he's delighted because he gets to fight Yoda. This is the the gif of the hands being delighted of the my little green friend. You know, this is just insane, funny, frightening. It's beautiful.
I'm so glad you went right to there, because you could also move his hand and you could duke out of the safe and secure. But it is what you said. It's like he's like inviting Yoda in for some hot chocolate. I was, oh my God. It's unlike any Sidious face I've ever seen.
Right? But it's accurate to the movie.
Yes, he's totally happy. But he's like, hey, my little green friend, come on in. I've got some tea going.
It's like, yeah, it's this great picture of the dark side where you don't think of the dark side that way, because it's all about anger. And he's like, he's so happy he gets to do evil now.
Yeah. It's my passion, really. Let me show you some more things I love to do bad. It's the best. It might be my favorite Sidious face. It's yeah. So good. It's so good. And it's accurate.
It's accurate. It's really hard to top. Is hello, would you like to do an evil? Yeah, it's just, oh God, it's beautiful. So yeah, I saw this. I think I maybe saw it once and was like, ah. Oh. And then I saw it again. And this is really fun, Ken, to go from our journey of, you know, 96, 97 with the power of the Force and where we were in our lives. So I was not buying action figures. I didn't have a ton of money and I was trying to control myself. That era has long passed. But I was at Target with my wife and I was like, I really like this. Look at this face. I probably shouldn't buy it. It's like, but you know what? I just heard from my new friend Ken and he'd like me to come back on Jedi Alliance a couple times. So I was like, maybe this Star Wars talking will, you know, eventually lead to, you know, making a little bit of money and I can justify having purchased this action figure. My wife was like, you absolutely should. So it paid off. My investment paid off.
Look at that. Oh, look at that. No, yeah, absolutely. This is a must have. That is because with the Palpatine face, they've really over the years tried to capture just the evil, but you know, sometimes it's so detailed. It looks like a withered prune. It looks like a true prune face. And I think most of the faces are good, but this is specific and it's a win.
Yeah, it's great. It's a thing of beauty. I look at it every day and it makes me happy.
As it should. Great choice for number two, man. If that's number two, what is number one going to be? My number two is sticking with the Rebels era, the Saga Legends series. This is a figure number 18 in the line from 2015. It is Cadet Ezra Bridger. Now, the reason I like this one, I think this is also one of those little weird traditions, whether it was, you know, mailing away for, you know, Luke in Stormtrooper disguise or Han in Stormtrooper disguise, all those things growing up, or trying to get a hold of that one. I remember even just in the 6-inch Black Series line when I got a hold of Han and Luke in Stormtrooper costume. It just is like, I like it's alternate figures. It's a specific one to a scene or a moment. And this is the Cadet Ezra episode with Lier Zionis. Zare Leonis. Z and L switch. I love that episode. I love what it means. And I just love the look. And I love just it's an alt Ezra Bridger figure, like add to your collection. And it's got great detail, the helmet, which can come on and off. And I do kind of like those weird kind of Imperial training Stormtrooper helmets that they got going on. And it's not brightly colored because it's the Empire. They're drab, they're plain, they're simple. And as much as I like Ezra and like the other figures and like a lot of the figures from the Rebels kind of line there, I was drawn to this one because it does definitely for me harkens back to the spirit of collecting from my childhood. So Ezra as a cadet on my list.
I think that is a great selection. And it is one of those things where it starts to feel like Star Wars because, you know, you get a lot of the individual Rebels on cards and they're kind of stylized in this weird sort of straightforward way. But this is the one where like, oh, yeah, we're getting down into the details of this is an action figure from a specific episode. And I totally get that that pull.
Yeah, I kind of want one of them helmets in real life. It'd be great right now. easy to take on and off. And a great episode. Check it out. Check it out. So that is my number two, which means we're going to take a quick break. On the other side of the break, we are going to have a couple honorable mentions and get to our number one figures in the Saga Legends lines. Stick around for more Star Wars Rant.
One size fits all seemed like a good idea for clothes.
Nice dress.
It's a t-shirt.
Until you tried it on. Same goes for your healthcare. That's why United Healthcare offers a variety of flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. So whether you're between jobs, coming off a parent's plan, or even missed open enrollment, you can find the plan that fits you best. Find out more about United Healthcare coverage at uh1.com. That's uh1.com.
Everyone knows therapy is great for solving problems, but getting therapy has its own problems too, like finding the right therapist, fitting into their schedule, and of course, the cost. Well, BetterHelp can solve those problems. It's totally online and built around your schedule. It's surprisingly affordable too. Connect with a credentialed therapist by phone, video, or online chat, all from the comfort of your home. Visit betterhelp.com to learn more and save 10% on your first month. That's BetterHelp, H-E-L-P.
Quality sleep is essential. That's why the Sleep Number Smart Bed is designed for your ever-evolving sleep needs. Need a bed that's firmer or softer on either side? Helps you sleep at a comfortable temperature? Sleep Number Smart Beds let you individualize your comfort, so you sleep better together. J.D. Power ranks Sleep Number number one in customer satisfaction with mattresses purchased in-store. And now, save 50% on the Sleep Number Limited Edition Smart Bed for a limited time. For J.D. Power 2023 award information, visit jdpower.com/awards. Only at a Sleep Number store or sleepnumber.com.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/achieve today.
This is Paige, the co-host of Giggly Squad, and I want to tell you about a company that I've been loving, Olive & June. Olive & June gives you everything that you need for a salon-quality manicure in one box. And if you break it down, it really comes out to $2 a manicure, which is absolutely insane. It's also so easy to get salon-worthy nails at home with Olive & June. The difference between how your nails used to look when you did them yourself and now with the Manny system is a complete game changer. The best thing about Olive & June, too, is it's a quick dry. It dries in about 1 minute, lasts for 5 days, and full coverage in up to 1 to 2 coats. Visit oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system. That's oliveandjune.com/perfectmanny20 for 20% off your first system.
Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Hey, Force Center fans, don't forget Force Center is on YouTube. Head over there to catch up with our new show, Star Wars Show and Tell. Joseph, Jennifer, Ken, and special guests sit down and share favorite items from their own Star Wars memorabilia collections. Plus, there's the In Memoriam video series, encore presentations of Databank Brawl, and special programming all there for you, and more shows on the way. It's Force Center on YouTube. Check it out. Hey,
Hey, Four Center friends, make sure you're keeping up to date on all the great content from Jennifer Landa. Whether it's YouTube, Instagram, or TikTok, you whippersnappers, Four Center's own Jennifer Landa continues to bring you fun, informative, and insightful laughs and moments.
Also, Jennifer brings her experience and perspective as a Star Wars-loving mother to her DIY projects, blogs, and more. So be sure to head on over to JennyLanda.com, that's JennyLanda.com, for articles like how to make your own Darth Maul sneakers or 10 unique Star Wars baby gift ideas.
Follow Jen on Twitter and Instagram at Jennifer Landa and on TikTok as JenniferLanda1138.
Welcome back to Star Wars Ranked. And before we keep going, we always want to remind you that today's show is brought to you by Audible. Go to audibletrial.com/ForceCenter and try an audiobook on us. We all this past week have been recommending the great book Queen's Peril by E.K. Johnston. So try it out on us, support the show, and get yourself a cool Star Wars book. Go to audibletrial.com/ForceCenter. And hey, Joseph, we're going to be looking at Queen's Peril real soon here on ForceCenter, are we not?
Yeah, that's right. We're going to do a deep dive episode and we'll review and discuss and celebrate the book.
As it deserves. We are looking at Star Wars Legends figures from 2013 to 2015. Two lines we've squished into one because basically they are the same line. We've gone through the list. We've seen faces of the smiling face of evil. We've seen some creepy droid faces. Leia upset at the kids. There's a lot going on with faces in this line, but we are going to move on to some honorable mentions before we get to our number one. What's on your list of figures that almost made the cut?
Yeah, I am just mission series obsessed. You know, like I was saying, I really love the two packs because you got that dynamic of a story being told. A bunch of two packs there. Oh, it's Luke and Leia when they first meet. It's, you know, this titanic battle between Sidious and Yoda. And this one just cracked me up that it was in the mission series. It is a great Yoda figure and a cool R2 figure as they have their epic fight over the lamp on Dagobah. That is the mission that they're competing over. And it's actually a pretty good Empire Strikes Back Yoda, a pretty different one. But he comes with the little lamp, and then R2 has the little extending arm to fight for the lamp. So you can act out that, you know, the greatest battle in all of Star Wars, the lamp fight.
Right. It definitely needed to be put up there. Yeah, I'm looking at this Yoda. Man, I mean, the inclusion of the lamp is worth the price of admission for this.
Oh, yeah. I mean, it's not the only lamp having Yoda ever, but might be one of the best. It's pretty simple and straightforward. I love it.
Great choice.
Yeah. And then, so for my another runner-up is, because, of course, I am Obi-Wan obsessed, there is this three-pack mission series, The Ghost, that comes with a great Kanan and great Ezra, but then I didn't even know this existed. It comes with a hologram of Obi-Wan Kenobi warning Jedi away. And I, man, yeah, I don't need that. It's a great, you know, I like collecting the unique Obi-Wans, and that's a great, really specific one.
And it is 3¾, not just scale. I mean, it's 3¾, right? It's not like a tiny one, right?
No, it's 3¾. And here's the other thing about it. I don't, unless you can turn his head, I'm scanning here quickly. Yeah. The only thing you can turn is his head because he's wearing his Jedi cloak. His hands are together, so the robe closes. So he just has joint count one, ball jointed neck. So I guess you could get this figure and just roll Obi-Wan's head around in either agony or trying to get out a neck crack.
He's like a ghost in the haunted mansion at Disney, just like singing to you, and his head just moves.
That's great. Oh, it says he was a secret figure blacked out on the front of the packaging, but mentioned on the back of the box. That's cool.
That's great.
Yeah. Just a couple others. There's a Luke Skywalker X-Wing pilot it's very basic. Doesn't even come with a blaster or a lightsaber, but you can take his helmet off. And this one jumped out to me because it's perhaps the most realistic 70s Luke Skywalker hair that I've seen on a Luke figure. It's really, really being honest about the style.
Not just on screen, but what we had to go through off screen.
Yep, this is an action figure that reminds you what year A New Hope was actually made. And then the final thing for me to shout out is that this is another one that seemed to be like packaged with this, but from an earlier era, the Rise of Darth Vader set. Looks like all the characters are a little bit more articulated, but it's got a really strange screaming Palpatine, a shock trooper with the great clone trooper with the red armor, the chopper droid that I love, and Vader on a table, which is always fun.
Vader on a table, elf on a shelf. It's all good. That's a great one. Those are some good honorable mentions, sir. This line, again, when I first looked at it, I thought, I wonder if we're going to have enough. It's not just we find things jump out at us, and there's a lot in these lines. It's the power of Star Wars, friends. For my honorable mentions, pretty simple. Wolf Waru, which is one of the Wookiees in early episode of Rebels, when they go, Visago gets involved, everything, and they go rescue some Wookiees. I remember that episode took, it might have just been because I was on the old show talking about it, but it, remember the design of the Wookiees took some heat, which is silly to think now. And also just, the simple days of where our online Star Wars debate was around the designs of Wookiees on a kids show. But, it was a little different. But this one just leans into it. It captures it. And I really like this figure, Wolf Waru.
Yeah.
Looks like Bigfoot a little bit, and I'm all about that. So I like this.
Yeah, has a nice, fun underbite with his teeth there. Charming.
Yeah. Charming indeed, to the last. And there's a few. I like the Hera figure. It's bright and bold and vibrant and powerful like Hera herself. Some good Luke and Leia stuff in New Hope. But I got to go to this pack. It's a pack, and it is the Han and Luke Hoth pack, so to speak. It's a Mission Series 2 pack. These are two, and it's not the hoods aren't really removable. It's just kind of is what it is. It's simple, harkening back to that old era, but it's a really good sculpt, detailed. I'm looking at the Han jacket and the hood. It's warm. It'll keep you warm, and it captures Harrison's face real well for a simple line of figures.
Yeah, he's got that crooked Harrison Ford smile going. That's pretty great.
He does. And Luke one's got some Wampa damage, and I just have a special place in my heart for Hoth Luke. I have a Hoth Luke from the original Kenner line, and I had it, and I do believe over the years I repurchased it. It did not survive my garage sale purge of 85, but I just, much like the Y-Wing, it just is a toy I grew up with, so therefore you're a little more connected to it. Hoth Luke is always one of my favorites because you could kind of move the little scarf in front of him, cover his face when it got too cold in your kitchen. I like this as well. Honorable mention. Almost made it. So with those honorable mentions out of the way and on the record, we're going to go to our number one. As always, I'll go first, so Joseph can close the show with his number one. And I am going to a bad guy, a villain. My number one just captures not only just the character as we saw it on Star Wars Rebels, it's a great just figure, and then it makes me appreciate the design of the figure maybe even more than I did when I first was introduced to the character on Star Wars Rebels, and I am talking about the Grand Inquisitor from 2014. Now, this specifically is the Long Tears version, the second release. The first release, the tears on his face, not as long, not as screen accurate, so they redid it. And the second one comes out. I still struggle with this, but I still sometimes go, it's an interesting choice. I like it, but how does it fit into Star Wars?
Inquisitoris, I think, for the whole group.
Yes, you're right. I don't know if I was fully on board with. I appreciated that you needed a villain in season one that couldn't be Vader. You had Kallus, but the plans obviously for Kallus were a little different, and you needed a dark side representation, right? If you couldn't have the Emperor and Vader around all the time. So I got the Inquisitor, I got the Grand Inquisitor, but I just was like, I don't know. But in seeing this figure, seeing it on the shelves, it is one of those things that you and I talk about. You don't know till you see it. I was like, that feels like Star Wars. And I like it. And I started to change my tune about it just because it will look good on a shelf. I gotta give a second glance at it as a character and a concept. So that's why my number one is the Grand Inquisitor, for making me appreciate the Grand Inquisitor.
That is a great choice and great points as to why. This is definitely a character that an action figure that just looks like, if you didn't know Star Wars yet and you're like, oh, cool, scary looking action figure, the Inquisitor fits the bill, especially with the long tears, extra scary. And yeah, I'm really looking forward to launching back into Rebels. Is you were talking about it, I think I was reminded how, you know, you and I have both talked about how it felt like maybe they were selling like original trilogy style is back a little hard, and that made us both bump and yep, resisted a little bit. But I'm also now appreciating it from, you know, if Filoni did get the mandate of like, we want to set it closer to the original trilogy, we want a young person on the light side, so we have a coming of age character, we need a scary dark side guy with a red lightsaber, and said was given the marching orders of take us back to basics. And then Filoni, being so well versed in Star Wars, saying, okay, how can I do that while still respecting all the storytelling we've done in Clone Wars and everything else? That makes me appreciate the Inquisitor even more, because it's well accomplished.
Well, yeah, well accomplished. Well accomplished indeed. Yeah. And again, just in terms of a figure, this just it looks great on a shelf. Those long tears, man. You got to have long tears.
Yeah, have long tears.
There you go. My number one from the Star Wars Saga Legends series, the Grand Inquisitor, which means, sir, we are up to your number one.
My number one, Ken, often my number one is the one that has maybe the longest story to it for me, or the biggest emotional impact. This had the biggest emotional impact because I didn't know that the figure existed. And my whole reason why could be summed up in the word awesome. This is a figure that is an awesome character and is just an awesome figure, even if you never saw any of the content, and it is the Jedi Temple Guard. Oh, man, I'm looking at this figure, and I'm having a hard time even talking about it because I just want to look at it. You know, the Jedi Temple Guard, we see them in Clone Wars. We develop more in Rebels. They're just one of the coolest designs. It's one of those designs that is clearly of that Clone Wars prequel era, and, you know, Rebels is one of the places where we got to see the original trilogy and the prequel trilogy aesthetics start to blend, even though it's all really through this Macquarie filter. And I think the Jedi Temple Guard is a great example of that. But just in terms of liking the Jedi characters, the bounty hunter characters, not that he's a bounty hunter, but the mask, right, and the cloak and the weird keys on the belt, you could just see this figure have just know that it's a Jedi Temple Guard. If I saw this figure in 1985, I would have lost my mind, because it would have just been great tip of the iceberg storytelling of what is all this about. And then, of course, the double-bladed yellow lightsaber. And the yellow lightsaber only goes on to have more significance with Rey Skywalker. So that's really cool to see it in action figure form. And the idea that, ooh, there are a lot of different jobs you can have in the Jedi Temple. And, oh, all of that. All that is baked into this one action figure. So by far, the Jedi Temple Guard is my number one in this line.
And the forces at work here, we didn't necessarily, we always try to, you know what characters and figures we're going to be talking about on rank, but to sync it up with Inquisitor, my number one, leading into the Jedi Temple Guard, that's what he used to be. And a lot of his problems are tied to that, and not being able to get into the archives and not being able to. He could guard it, but not allowed in. There's a lot to that story, and this is it's a spectacular design. The way the yellow plays off his mask and his little robe with his yellow saber is just a beautiful, calming design. I appreciate that. And as someone who had a career that dealt with access control, having a good set of keys on your belt, I always appreciate it. So.
I know. If you had asked me, like, what would make a Star Wars action figure unbelievably cool to you, I wouldn't have thought a massive collection of keys. But here we are. It is one of the things that makes him incredibly cool.
And for a line that we keep talking about was, you know, back to basics. And this was released in 2015. So maybe a year or two to make some changes. I mean, this is really detailed. You don't need the points of articulation on this one. This is an absolutely detailed figure. A lot of thought put into everything on it. From the gauntlets around his wrists, his face, the way the hood falls, those keys. It's just one of the best Star Wars figures I've seen in a long time, I'm going to say, quite frankly.
Yeah, and just great celebration, as you pointed out, of we're stepping into the modern era where all these different aesthetics and eras of Star Wars are starting to come together a little bit more and just all be one great, big, beautiful, strange story.
I love it. A great choice to round up and round out our list of our favorite and the best of the Star Wars Saga Legends series figures. There are some lines forthcoming. We might have to do some combining because, as we move on from this point, Joseph, the lines, as we know, are not as robust. We're going to find a way, though. We'll find it.
There's some good ones, though.
Absolutely. So before we sign out of here, I want to remind you of where to find Force Center, or at least engage and join the conversation. Go to Twitter at Force Center Pod. Use the hashtag Star Wars Ranked. Maybe share us a picture of your favorite figures from this line if you have them or own them and have taken them out of the packaging. You can find us on YouTube as well. We got In Memoriam videos, Star Wars Show and Tell, and a lot of fun things like encore presentations of Data Bank Brawl and our great animated Data Bank Brawl episode by the wonderful Brian Ward, also a collector and photographer of great Star Wars figures. Check out Brian's stuff as well. You can get merch for Star Wars for Force Center on TeePublic at teepublic.com/user/ForceCenter. If you want to support, we are on Patreon at patreon.com/ForceCenter. Your support makes cool things happen, like the great, relatively new, it's been a few episodes now, but new music from the great Tony Thaxton that every time I play, man, especially the intro, I just get happy and ready. Star Wars. That's all because of you and your support out there on Patreon. We've got our own things going on as well. You can follow me at Ken Knapsack and KenKnapsack.com to get information on all the shows that I produce or put out or am a part of. And maybe one day soon in 2025, I'll be able to do live comedy again around this great country. But there will be the update. And just where can they go find you and your stuff?
Yeah, you can find me on Twitter and Instagram at Joseph Scrimshaw, and then all of my other various comedy adventures on my website. You can get links there to my podcast, Obsessed, other future live shows as well, and that's all at josephscrimshaw.com.
Do it, my friends. Click, 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 but more importantly, keep celebrating Star Wars with you. We'll see you next time. Star Wars has been ranked.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. WarbyParker.com/covered.
Acast powers the world's best podcasts. Here's a show that we recommend.
I'm Ina Garten. Welcome to Be My Guest, the podcast. One of the best gifts you can give friends is spending time together. But what's even better than that? Cooking with them. On Be My Guest, the podcast, new friends and old stop by my barn for some conversation and great cooking. We talk about food, life, and everything in between. Listen to Be My Guest, the podcast with me, Ina Garten, and join us wherever you get your podcasts.
Acast helps creators launch, grow, and monetize their podcasts everywhere. Acast.com.